This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. I'm your host, James Erpine, giving you your daily Bengals fix on Twitter. At James Erpine, at Locked On Bengals. Make sure you subscribe, iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, and so much more. On Twitter, at James Erpine, at Locked On Bengals, like I said. Check out LockedOnBengals.com right now. There's a ton, including every podcast. Steve Herman says it is time to say goodbye to Vontaze Burfict. A day in the life of the Bengals and being a Bengals fan in 94 and so much more at LockedOnBengals.com. I want to start here. I want to start with something I woke up, said, and believe and buy into, and you're going to call me crazy. At least some of you are, and I'm here for it, and I'm ready for it, and I want to hear from you because, honestly, I think this is a no-brainer. Look, when you can get, if there's the chance to get a superstar, you do it. Very few times do you regret doing it. Whether it's the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, it doesn't. If you can get a high-end star player, you do it. I grew up at a time where the Reds, they won 96 games in 99. They go out and get Ken Griffey Jr. It didn't pan out. And yet, I don't regret them or wish that they hadn't done it. I'm glad they did it. Very few times in life do I say and look back at an organization and blame them for making a run at a star, for making a run at a high-end player. And that's what I want the Bengals to do today. And you're going to say, well, the Bengals will never do that. Well, I don't know that the Bengals won't do it. Probably won't, knowing them. But they should do it. And by should, I mean they need to consider, at least make a call, and consider trying to trade for Odell Beckham Jr. And you're going to say, James, what the hell are you talking about? He's a knucklehead. He gets injured. He's been in so many different things, the kicking net and all this different thing. And sure, you could say whatever you want. And I'll give you some numbers. 91, 96, and 101. Those were the receptions he hauled in his first 3 years in the league. 12, 13, 10. Those are the touchdowns he had his first 3 years. Last year, got injured, 25 receptions, 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. So got injured last year. 25 years old. Won't be 26 till November. This dude's younger than me with over 4,400 yards receiving. Averages 14 yards a catch. Deep threat. 38 touchdowns in 4 years. After being out for most of last year, that dude still averages. Look at that. That's insane. 38 touchdowns over 4 seasons. Almost 10 touchdowns a season. And he missed almost an entire year last year. Odell Beckham Jr. And he missed 4 games as a rookie, by the way. Odell Beckham Jr. is a star. And I put a poll question up at James Erpine on Twitter, and I am shocked at your response. We have over 900 votes so far. And right now, 52% of you say the Bengals shouldn't trade their first-round pick, 21st overall, to try to get Odell Beckham Jr. 48% say hell yes. I'm in that 48%. I have no idea why the hell you would answer any other way. I get it. You want offensive line. I understand that. And there's a reason the Bengals have 11 picks. I would trade a first and a third for Odell Beckham right now, and I would do it with bells on. And he's only set to make $8.5 million this year. $8.5 million. That's nothing. That's basically what Marvin Jones is making in Detroit. Oh, but James, it's the final year of his deal. Absolutely it is. And then you know what? At the very worst, the Bengals could franchise Odell Beckham for the next 2 seasons if they can't agree to a long-term deal. Lock up Odell Beckham Jr. for 3 years, and I get it. Oh, he's threatening to hold out. So has Le'Veon Bell and so many other players across time, throughout time, and they come back because they need their money. They need their money. Odell Beckham Jr. is going to play in the league next year. He's not going to sit out a season. That ain't happening. So, yes, would I give up the 21st pick for Odell Beckham Jr.? Hell yes. Does it fill a need? It does. Well, what need is that? The need of game changer. The offense, like, I get it, a right tackle, a center, they're going to transform the offense and help the offense succeed. Totally understand it. So will Odell Beckham on the opposite side of A.J. Green with Tyler Eifert going over the middle, probably a healthy John Ross at some point, and Tyler Boyd. Now, Zim, who writes for LockedOnBengals.com, tweeted me and said, yeah, you'd probably have to go first round pick, a third round pick, and Tyler Boyd. Still done. That's, have at it. Go ahead. You need Cody Core instead? I mean, ultimately, it just makes sense for pretty much every team in the league. This isn't just a Bengals thing. Like, if I was the host of Locked On Browns, oh, yeah. You want me to tell you the trade that should happen? The Browns, if they really like Josh Allen, and they know, and let's say they really like Sam Darnold, they like both, and they're kind of torn, they should trade from first to second, get Odell Beckham in the package, and move like a second-round pick to the Giants and get like a fourth back. So the Giants, they would move up a spot. They would get a premium pick and a second-round pick for Odell. They would get their quarterback of the future. Oh, and the Browns would still get their guy and Odell Beckham Jr. to pair with Landry and to pair with Gordon. That's the thing. Is this isn't a Bengals-only thing. This isn't me being critical of the Bengals. Almost every team, if Odell Beckham Jr. can be had, should go after him. And a lot of people wondering if he is. Ian Rappaport says the Giants are listening to trade calls and talks for Odell Beckham Jr., and there have been several. Rams are open to trading their 23rd pick. What's not clear is whether New York wants to trade him. Definitely open to listening. So they're open to listening. I'd go get him. I'd go get him. Look, you addressed your left tackle. Think about it like this if you're a Bengals fan. If I told you the Bengals were going to get Cordy Glenn for the 12th pick, which is a tackle, left tackle in his prime for the next 3 years, you'd be on board with that. You would be. Well, now they have the 21st pick, so they just traded back. So let's say they traded that 21st pick and a third for Odell Beckham. They'd basically be trading the 12th pick and a third round pick or a fourth round pick or whatever they trade. Whatever pick they added to that. For Odell Beckham, a top two receiver. Like, the dude's better than A.J. Green. He's better than A.J. He comes with more of a headache than A.J. I get that. But on the field, that dude is more explosive than A.J. Green. And you combine that with getting your left tackle for two picks. And you'd still have, by the way, 10 or 9, depending on when you... 9, 8... 8 or 9 picks in the draft. Can still address center in round 2 because, like I said, they can address center in round 2. That's when they should address it anyways. You're not finding a player with the capability, the superstar powers of Odell Beckham at 21. It's just not happening. So if you could move, let's say, the 21st pick and then pick 100, the compensatory pick you got from Kevin Zeitler, and you got Odell Beckham, I would do it. What say you? Get your emails, jamesrpine@espn1530.com. Also on Twitter, @jamesrpine, where the poll question is, and @LockedOnBengals. I also put the poll question up at LockedOnBengals.com, so you can check it out there as well. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. And some interesting notes, interesting things that Marvin Lewis said today at the coaches' symposium, I want to say. Coaches' symposium, so to speak. Is that what we'll call it, but the coaches met today, and one thing Mike Brown, and courtesy of Paul Daner Jr., says that the Bengals are looking into expanding Carl Lawson's role into more of a linebacker role. And the whole expanding his role thing sounds interesting. I don't care about that. I don't want that to happen. Here's what I want. I want Carl Lawson to be on the opposite of Carlos Dunlap as much as possible rushing the passer. I don't need Carl Lawson guarding Le'Veon Bell out of the backfield. Carl Lawson guarding a tight end downfield. No. And I get this is, you're like, James, you're being narrow-minded here. Usually you're open-minded to things like this. And I get experimenting. But if it's a down where Carl Lawson can put his hand in the ground and rush off the edge, then that's a down I want him out there. Period. I have him rush as much as possible. That's what I want. I don't need him guarding players. Like, I get it, Marvin. You don't feel good about your running or your linebackers. So draft one that can cover. Right? Draft one that can cover. Carl Lawson, I don't want him doing this little hybrid thing. Why? Well, I've seen them do it before. And they're looking and saying, no, Carl Lawson isn't as big. Well, they need to move Lawson. No. Here's what I want, Carl. I want 14 sacks this year. I want you to be a game changer on defense. I want you to get so many sacks and so many pass disruptions that the other quarterback can't breathe the entire game. That's what I want. And that's what he did. He had 8.5 sacks as a rookie. And towards the end, it's not like he had a bunch of sacks towards the end of the year. So to me, build on that. The idea that, oh, Carl Lawson going to drop back in coverage and it's going to get him out on the field more, I understand it, but it concerns me. Because what's he going to do? Guard Le'Veon Bell for 30 yards and then you expect him to rush the passer? Two straight downs and then guard, you know, Jesse James over the middle for the Steelers and then guard Le'Veon Bell and then rush the passer again. It just, to me, it's almost unrealistic expectations. Peter Boulware? You think Carl Lawson is Peter Boulware? No, Marvin, you know what he is? He's a pass rusher. Use him like one. If you drop him back and he's still rushing, or you're lining him up at linebacker and he's blitzing, things like that I get. Like they do that, like Von Miller does that in Denver. There are plenty of guys like that. But the idea that, oh, we're going to play him in coverage, that's scary to me. And there's one other thing that Marvin said. And this kind of stood out to me, and I'll read Paul Daner Jr., his tweet for you. He says, Marvin Lewis with more talk of the overhaul of the running game. Been a common theme all offseason. Style should be very different. I hope so. Because let's say they did listen and traded for Odell Beckham Jr. I still want Joe Mixon and Giovanni Bernard getting the ball like crazy. That's the thing. This isn't me saying, oh, unleash Andy Dalton. No. I want a crazy running game. And if you could get two deep threats, two playmakers on the outside with Eifert over the middle, that's the plan. And hell, if John Ross caught on, then good luck to any defense. But yes, upgrade the line, which is something they could do by trading out of 21, by the way, if they did do that for Odell. I don't think it'll happen. I think they should certainly consider it and make a call. But to me, yeah, they need to overhaul the running game. The running game was awful. It was dreadful. It was trash. It was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever seen last season. Joe Mixon had good runs that went for two-yard losses. Giovanni Bernard was a baller, and they couldn't figure out how to get both of them in the game at the same time. Can you guys figure that out, Marvin? Overhaul of the running game. Can you figure that out? Figure out how to run the ball with Giovanni Bernard and Joe Mixon on the field together? Maybe you could call Sean Payton from New Orleans. And you could use those guys the same. Think about this. There was a running back for the Philadelphia Eagles that went out and caught a deep ball in the Super Bowl. Corey Clement, an undrafted free agent. Joe Mixon and Giovanni Bernard, those are the guys, matchup nightmares for players like Carl Lawson who try to play linebacker. That's who you want. Like, I would take Joe Mixon versus Carl Lawson in coverage all day. And when you split them out, when you have them run out of the backfield, even if it's deep, those are the type of plays I think Giovanni Bernard and Joe Mixon can make. So overhauling the running game is one thing. I also think the short passing game, the throw to your running backs game, that needs to change as well. It was so bad last year. That might be the most frustrating thing. You're talking about a guy who, in me, myself, who had super high expectations for the offense last year. And of course, they finished 32nd in the league. But they couldn't figure out how to get Giovanni Bernard and Joe Mixon in sync. It's insane. That's insane. On an offense that was 32nd in the league, they couldn't do that. And I get the offensive line and all this. No. Figure it out. I certainly hope they do. I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. Email me, jamesurpine@espn1530.com, on Twitter, @JamesRapine, @LockedOnBengals. Joe Goodberry will be on this podcast Thursday. Going to get Jonah Tools of NDT Scouting. He'll be on the podcast tomorrow to talk about the draft. I told you it was draft time. Time to dive into these prospects and see what people think. I think the Bengals could get a center at 46, a quality one, one to upgrade the line, and one that could hand the ball to Andy Dalton, and then Andy Dalton could throw it to Odell Beckham Jr. because they give up their 21st overall pick and a third rounder for him. How's that sound? I'm James Erpine. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Bengals podcast.